Luke chapter 24. Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came to the tomb, bringing the spices that they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. And they entered in and didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. And as they were much frustrated about it, see, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again.' And they remembered his words, and returned from the tomb, and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and other women that were with them, who told these things to the apostles. And their words seemed to them like fairy tales, and they didn't believe them. Then Peter got up and ran to the tomb, and stooping down, he saw the linen clothes laid by themselves and departed, wondering in himself at what had happened. And see, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 60 furlongs, and they talked together of all these things that had happened. And while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself came near and went with them. But their eyes were hindered such that they didn't recognize him. And he said to them, 'What kind of communications are these that you have with each other as you walk and are sad?' And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, 'Are you only a stranger in Jerusalem and haven't known the things that have happened there in these days?' And he said to them, 'What things?' And they said to him, 'Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he that would have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things have happened. Yes, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, who were early at the tomb, and when they didn't find his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. And some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it like the women had said, but him they didn't see. Then he said to them, "O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken! Shouldn't Christ have suffered these things and entered into his glory?" And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they came near to the village where they were going, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they detained him, saying, "Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent." And he went in to wait with them. And as he sat to eat with them, he took bread and blessed it, and broke, and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he disappeared out of their sight. And they said to each other, "Didn't our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures?" And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and those who were with them, saying, "The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon." And they told what things were done on the way and how he was known by them in breaking of bread. And as they thus spoke, Jesus himself stood in the middle of them and said to them, "Peace be to you." But they were terrified and afraid, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said to them, Why are you troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself, handle me and see. For a spirit doesn't have flesh and bones like you see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they didn't yet believe for joy, and wondered, he said to them, Do you have any food here? And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and of a honeycomb. And he took it and ate before them, and said to them, These are the words that I spoke to you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled that were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms about me. Then he opened their understanding so that they would understand the Scriptures, and said to them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. And see, I send the promise of my Father on you, but wait in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And while he blessed them, he was separated from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen.